The World Health Organization says a viral illness in China that sickened hundreds of people is not yet a global health emergency. The United Nations Health Agency made the decision after independent experts spent 2 days assessing information about the spread of that newly identified coronavirus. Professor Didier Hussein is the chair of the Emergency Advisory Committee.
The advice to the DG, which is provided by the Emergency Committee, is that now is not the time. That's a bit too early to consider that this event is a public health emergency of international concern. The Emergency Committee members, which I thank for their work, were very divided, almost 50-50.
The WHO says it does not recommend any broader restrictions on travel or trade. The WHO defines a global emergency as an extraordinary event that constitutes a risk to other countries and requires a coordinated international response. China's reported 830 confirmed cases of pneumonia caused by the novel coronavirus in 29 provincial-level regions in the country. The National Health Commission says the pneumonia situations resulted in 25 deaths, including 24 in Hubei province and one in Hebei province. The country also reported over 1,000 suspected cases as of the end of Thursday. Beijing has canceled large-scale activities during the Spring Festival holiday to prevent and control the novel coronavirus that causes pneumonia. The move aims to minimize large gatherings of people in the Chinese capital and went into effect on Thursday. Events and activities usually held in Beijing during the Chinese Lunar New Year holiday include temple fairs, winter sports, and exhibitions. The British government's Brexit bill has become law after Queen Elizabeth II gave it her royal assent. House of Commons Deputy Speaker Nigel Evans announced that the Withdrawal Agreement Act completed its legislative journey in the country.
I have to notify the House, in accordance with the Royal Assent Act 1967, that Her Majesty has signified her royal assent to the following Act. European Union Withdrawal Agreement Act 2020.
The Queen's assent came hours after the bill completed its passage through Parliament by getting approval from the House of Lords. The assent has further paved the way for the UK's exit from the European Union by the end of the month. The European Central Bank decided to leave key interest rates for the euro area unchanged and launched a review of its monetary policy strategy. The ECB Governing Council said in a statement that the eurozone base interest rate will remain at 0%. The ECB said it expects that the key ECB interest rates to remain at their present or lower levels until it sees the inflation outlook approach 2%. The U.S. State Department's announced new visa rules to restrict birth tourism, or trips foreigners take in order to obtain U.S. citizenship for their children. A document suggests that a consular officer should deny a B non-immigrant visa to a foreigner who's likely to travel to the U.S. with the primary purpose of gaining citizenship for a child by giving birth in the country. The B non-immigrant visa is a classification for someone who wants to enter the U.S. temporarily for business and tourism. The new visa rules are scheduled to be formally published and take effect later today. Currently, all persons born in the U.S. are granted citizenship under the Constitution. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has announced that the White House will release its plan for peace in the Middle East next week. The announcement was made in joint statements between Pence and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem. The unveiling of the peace plan comes as both Netanyahu and opposition leader Benny Gantz have vowed to annex the Israeli-occupied West Bank if they win the upcoming national elections on March 2nd. Israel seized the West Bank in the 1967 Middle East War, and its expansion of the settlements in the region made peace talks with the Palestinians break down in 2014. The Russian government has welcomed the resumption of negotiations between the United States and the Afghan Taliban. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Maria Zakharova says an early conclusion of a U.S.-Taliban agreement will pave the way for launching an intra-Afghan peace process. She also stressed that accusations claiming that Iran allegedly supports radicals in Afghanistan are unfounded, and that such allegations do not help in reaching a settlement in Afghanistan.